Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu jawazi qawli al-maridhi ana waj'un aw shadidu al-waj'i aw mu'ukun aw wara'sa wa nahwu dhalik wa bayanun annahu la karahata fi dhalika idha lam yakun ala sabil tasakhuti wa idharil jaza'i. The chapter on the permissibility for the sick person to say, I am in pain, I am in severe pain, or I am unwell. Or he may say, oh, the pain in my head. In Arabic, this expression is wa ra'sa. In English, we say, oh, the pain in my head. Now, the person is saying these things, he is mentioning about his sickness, that I am in pain, I am in severe pain, oh, the pain in my head. He's not saying it because he's unhappy about the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying it out of pain. He's saying it, the thing that is causing him to say it is the pain is causing him to groan, and out of that groan and pain he's saying these things. Shariat allows for this. This is not against Shariat where a person says, I'm in pain, I'm in severe pain, or he says, oh, my head is sore. There's no harm in saying. In Arabic you say wa ra'sa. So there's no harm in saying these things. The Shariat accommodates a person's feelings, accommodates a person's emotions, accommodates his sickness also. So obviously a person is not saying this now because he's unhappy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's driven purely by the pain that he's experiencing. Similarly, when a person goes to the doctor and the doctor is asking him, how are you feeling? Then this person needs to tell the doctor that my head is sore, my arm is sore, my stomach is sore, this is wrong, that. He needs to tell the doctor. So Shariat allows a person to tell others about his sickness, but purely when there's some benefit in it. There's some benefit that the person gets out of it. Or a person is now telling a doctor, he's not just going around the town and telling everybody about his sickness, but purely to get some type of benefit he's, or he's just out of pain, that pain is driving him now to express these words of pain, then there is no harm. Where there is a problem is when a person is goes around complaining and he's unhappy with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Sometimes the person says, what did I do wrong to get this sickness? This is something very, very dangerous. We should always think, what did we do right that Allah Ta'ala is still keeping us alive and allowing us to see, and allowing us to walk, and allowing us to do so many more things. So anyway, this chapter now got to do that Shariat allows a person to say these words. If a person, for example, goes to the doctor, doctor tells him, how are you feeling? He says, Alhamdulillah. Or he goes to the dentist, dentist tells him, how are you feeling? Alhamdulillah. Is there anything wrong with you? He says, Alhamdulillah, everything is well. So the doctor will ask him, then why you came here? So now Shariat allows us to tell the doctor what is wrong, tell the dentist what is wrong, tell the physician what is wrong, so that they can treat the person accordingly. So there is no harm. There the person should tell the person that is treating him exactly what is wrong with him, so it will make the diagnosis much easier for the person that is treating him. So the chapter is, person says these type of words, I am unwell, or the pain in my head, etc. And the clarification that this is not disliked if it is not said out of anger, or to display any type of fear. More than fear, it is more like anger against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That emotion that is coming out of him is that emotion purely out of pain. It's not driven by fear, nor by any type of anger against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يوعك فمسسته فقلت إنك لتوعك وعكا شديدا فقال أجل إني أوعك كما يوعك رجلان منكم متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrated, I went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم whilst he had a fever. I touched him and said, you have a very high fever. So عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه touched Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he felt the heat. So hot Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, yes, my fever is equal to the fever of two of you. So Ya Allah Ta'ala, as we explained, He created Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a human form. He created it like us so that He becomes a perfect example for us. That even Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through sickness, and even He went through severe sickness. In the hadith it is mentioned that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sickness, Allah Ta'ala created it so high. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on one occasion, that the heat was so much, a sahabi touched the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, touched the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he couldn't even touch it. It was so hot. Allah Ta'ala used this as a means of elevating the darajat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no guna that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam had committed. For us, we'll say that the sickness comes to wipe out our sins and then to elevate our stages. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah put him only purely just to elevate him and take him closer and closer to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu qal, ja'ani Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya'uduni min waj'in ishtadda bi faqultu balagha bi ma tara wa ana dhu malin wala. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to visit me on account of my severe fever which I was experiencing. I said, you can see the effects of my illness, and I am a wealthy person, but I have no heir except my daughter. وَلَا يَرِثُنِي إِلَّا إِبْنَتِي. It's part of the hadith. وَأَنَا ذُو مَالٍ وَلَا يَرِثُنِي إِلَّا إِبْنَتِي. وَذَكَرَ الْحَدِيثُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So he mentions that I have no heir except my daughter. He then related the remainder of the hadith. This is a long hadith. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has just brought this. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was experiencing fever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and visited him. And then on that occasion he explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have no heirs except my daughter. And what he wanted to do is he wanted to give all his wealth in charity. He wanted to give all his wealth in charity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam restricted him to one third and told him, وَالثُلُثُ كَثِيرٌ, at the end of that hadith, that this one third also is a lot. Rather you leave your heirs in a more wealthy condition than you leaving them in a less condition now where they have to go and extend their hands to others. In other words, when a person is making a bequest as part of his estate, we know as part of a person's estate, he's allowed to bequeath one third of his estate to non-heirs. So what happens is if you increase that bequest to fully one third that you're allowed to, then you're leaving your heirs with a little bit less. You're only leaving them with two thirds. So therefore, ulama explained that even though you're allowed one third, bequeath less than one third. In other words, one fifth, one sixth. So you're leaving your heirs with a little bit more of the share of what's left. So that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him when he wanted to give away so much. Rasulullah told him one third, and that one third also is a lot. But anyway, the reason why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith was to show that Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was experiencing a fever, and he told Rasulullah sallam, you can see the effects of my illness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion gave him this advice. So here it shows, ulama say that when these things are mentioned in front of Rasulullah SAW, if it was wrong for a person to express that illness that he was going through to somebody else, immediately Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have corrected him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't correct him. In other words, to express what the person is going through, there is no harm, so long as it's not a complaint against Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The last hadith to finish off this chapter. عن القاسم بن محمد قال قلت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها ورأسا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بل أنا ورأسا وذكر الحديث رواه البخاري. القاسم بن محمد رحمة الله عليه, he narrated Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that, oh, the pain in my head. Who said this? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha once was complaining. She said, wa ra'sa. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion, he also mentioned that the pain is in my head. He also said, wa ra'sa. He then related the remainder of the hadith. It is long hadith. So here we say it is permissible for a person to groan in pain. In experiencing some pain, try and make sabr, but if it has to groan and say some sounds and complain, Shariat allows for this. It is prohibited to express displeasure with the decision of Allah Ta'ala by making statements that why Allah Ta'ala gave me the sickness, etc. It is makruh, dislike for a person to groan due to impatience. One is a person is groaning because of the pain that he's going through just to try and get out some pain. But where a person is impatient, he doesn't have any patience, now yet it is makruh for him to start groaning out of pain. It is permissible to groan if it brings comfort from the pain. As we explained, to get rid of the pain, it brings some comfort, then Shariat allows for it. If the aim of one's groaning is to express one's weakness and inability before Allah Ta'ala, then it actually becomes mustahab. Person is crying in front of Allah Ta'ala, is complaining in front of Allah Ta'ala, not to the people, to the public, but to Allah Ta'ala. Here this is something that is liked. Person is complaining, oh Allah Ta'ala, I'm so weak, I'm going through this condition, you help me, you ease my pain and you ease my difficulty. This is something that is liked. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala is showing Allah Ta'ala his inability, his incapability, and this is something that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala likes. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to make amal. See how beautiful our deen is, that it allows for so many things. Not that it is so difficult that a person can't even express his pain. He can express his pain, but he must always look in his heart, that what is the reason for me expressing this pain? Am I complaining to Allah Ta'ala? Am I complaining about Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Or am I complaining to Allah? If he's complaining to Allah Ta'ala, then there's no harm. Because he's asking Allah, he's complaining about his weakness, asking Allah Ta'ala to give him shifa. He's complaining about Allah Ta'ala. That is a very, very dangerous thing. There a person should be very careful. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.